year was 1605. 2 years earlier, the old Queen, Elizabeth I, had died. She had ruled England for 45 years. She died unmarried and without children. Her nearest relative was King James VI of Scotland, who travelled south to London to become James I of England. At that time, there were bitter divisions in Western Europe between Protestants and Catholics. England was predominantly a Protestant country, but there were some powerful Catholic families. Many Catholic families, despite their religion, were loyal to the king, but others wanted to overthrow the king and replace him with a Catholic monarch. They looked to France and Spain for help. One such group included a man called Guy Fawkes. He was a professional soldier. He had fought in the Spanish army in the Netherlands. He and his fellow conspirators rented a storeroom beneath the Houses of Parliament. Secretly, they filled it with barrels of gunpowder. They planned to blow up the Houses of Parliament on the 5th of November, at a time when the King and many of the most powerful men in England were there. They hoped that Catholics in England would then rebel, and that Spain would send an army to put a Catholic king on the throne of England. But one of the plotters sent a secret letter to Lord Monteagle, advising him to stay away from Parliament. He immediately gave the letter to Robert Cecil, the king's chief minister, who sent men to search the Parliament building. They found Guy Fawkes and 36 barrels of gunpowder. The plotters were quickly arrested, tried, and executed in a horrible way. And ever since then, English people have celebrated the discovery of the gunpowder plot by building bonfires and letting off fireworks on the 5th of November. Often we place an effigy of Guy Fawkes on the fire. We have an old rhyme which goes, "Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot." Goodbye.